Blog Talk Radio. An internet weight loss sensation.
One man's incredible journey from obese and bedridden to fit with endless capability.
He was overweight, depressed, unable to walk on his own until one man gave him the courage to change his life forever.
He came across a yoga DVD by an unlikely instructor, former wrestler Diamond Dallas Page.
Over the last 12 years, I developed this amazing program I now call DDP Yoga.
With more than 7 million hits on YouTube, Arthur Borman's physical transformation is shocking and inspiring.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say DDP Yoga pretty much changed my life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz. I just got done working out with DDP. Something I'm
going
to use for my training.
This is Rob Van Dam, here to tell you firsthand, YRG's no joke.
This is Mark Farrell. My life has been forever changed because of a workout called DDP Yoga.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
It's DDP
Radio.
Well, high five.
All right, welcome, boys and girls, to another episode of DDP Radio. Got a really good guest on tonight. We're going to bring him on a little bit. Want to get through a few announcements. Welcome the tribe to the show. Robert, how are you doing tonight, bro?
Hanging in as always, man.
Awesome. How about you, Stacy? I heard you, have you put any new recipes up there on the site? Well,
yeah, I did. I put one up that involves broccoli, and it actually tastes pretty okay.
What do you have to say about that, Sparky?
I want it to taste awesome. I'm trying to find it, so tell us where it's at, because my kids need to eat their broccoli.
When you say it tastes okay, what does that mean? Does that mean,
I think for what I mean is if you hate broccoli, you'll think it tastes okay. If you like broccoli, then you'll probably love this. And it just involves pulverizing the crap out of it, mixing it with Chev, so it's a little bit creamy, but it's still clean. And then
wait. What is Chev?
Oh, it's you know, a log of that soft goat cheese.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And I use that, you know, instead of sour cream and cream cheese and that sort of thing. And it just, it's amazing when you bake it. It just comes out really, actually, Chef Bill doesn't really like broccoli, and he kept kind of picking at it all night. So I took that as a good sign.
And anybody who's listening, and you just pick it up on DDP Yoga or DDP Radio, when I first got with Stacy, she'd lost 30 pounds talking to Terry Lang, the godmother of DDP Yoga. Oh, God, how many years ago was that, Stace?
Oh, my gosh, four.
Four years
ago.
And when I called her to, because I wanted to congratulate her for, you know, being so focused and driven and losing the weight. And at some point, you know, we started talking about, you know, what will really help her lose the weight. And I said, you know, if you get off the dairy and you get on, you know, to something that's, you know, similar but not the dairy. Oh, my God, Dallas, I'm a cheesehead.
I know. And I knew the only thing, this is what got me off dairy, and you never came out and said it, but I knew that if I didn't do this, that the mentorship was over. It was dead in the water. So I did it because, you know, I wanted to keep on the role that I was on. And I'm like, you know, I'll probably hate it and I'll have to go back to dairy after a couple of months, you know. And I was just floored that I started to feel so much better that I found I really didn't want it back in my system again. I never thought that would have happened to me.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted people to hear, because I know that you felt like that. And I was a big cheese head, you know, when I first started. But the sheep cheeses, and not just the – everybody thinks goat cheese is just that log of what you call Chev or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks goat cheese. Well, I'm not really crazy about that. Like, no, you're thinking about the white crumbled up goat cheese. I'm talking about goat Gouda. I'm talking about Midnight Moon. I'm talking about some of the best tasting goat. It tastes so much better than cow.
It does.
And it's still dairy in its own form. but it's not going through what they do to the cows, because they don't really care about the sheep or the goat, so they don't have to. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Okay, we're going to go on to our guest in a couple of minutes here. I just want to do a couple of announcements. Let anybody know they want to talk to our guests or come in and talk to anybody, whether it's Sparky or Stacy or me, you can call in at 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. And you can get online, and Robert will check in with you and see if you want to talk. Because some people just, like, want to hear the show, and they put it on their phone and their headset, and they take off and do what they have to do, which is really sort of cool about this whole blog talk thing. Also, if you have any questions and you don't want to call in, but you still got a question, you can always hit Stacy in the chat room. How do people get to that chat room, Robert? Do they get there through DDP Yoga, DDPradio.com? Is that how they do that?
Exactly. And you just click on the name of the show, which is obviously DDP Radio featuring Chad, and it'll bring it right up.
Awesome. Okay. I want to also let people know are hedging on the retreat that we're going to be doing in July. We have an unbelievable group of people. If you're thinking that you want to go do a retreat with us in Mexico, and you have to know that we eat really good, and the food tastes amazing. As a matter of fact, Stacy's lover, man, companion, Bill, Chef Bill, is an awesome cat, and he's going to be coming down there with us. And he can cook everything, but he's been specializing in gluten-free and dairy-free when he comes down there and works with us. And he's just really, really, really awesome. And we actually have cooking and baking classes as well. You know, one of the days we pick that, and we just go and take over a restaurant, literally take it over. We have a great time with all that. But we also work out hard, of course. There's two workouts a day. You don't have to make them both unless you want to. The other thing is we party. And you can come down there for 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days. I'll be there all five. And I know a number of people are going to be there for the whole 5 days. And it's a five-star resort. It's amazing. Go to ddpyoga.com or teamddpyoga.com and just pull it up. Or you can go right to ddpyogaretreat.com, and you'll see it all there. And my sister is the one who is the travel agent on the deal, and she's the best, without question the best. So you only get the best service A to Z. I want to remind you that's in July from the 10th to the 15th. As far as workshops that I have coming up, February 23rd, in 2 more weeks, I'll be at Funk Fitness just outside of Detroit, about 50 miles. So if you're anywhere near Detroit and you want to check it out, you can go to any one of my events or appearances. What do we call that tab, Robert?
It's right under workshops.
Under workshops, right. Okay, so and you can see Funk Fitness if you want to find out more about that. You can call Craig Funk, his mom, his dad. They're an awesome, awesome group of people. I'm doing 2 workshops while I'm there. And then, of course, now that we're in Atlanta, we have the Ultimate Workshop, and we've broken it down for just people who just want to work out. They have that there right here in Smyrna, Georgia. So if you're anywhere near Atlanta, Georgia, you want to make it live. And if you're doing the workout and you're digging it, and you wouldn't be listening to this show if you weren't, then you get anywhere near Atlanta, you want to do that, because you know, it's amazing how the little critiquing, it goes back to Chris Jericho or our guest, you know, that we're going to bring on tonight, just that fine tuning of the different moves that takes the whole DDP yoga workout to a whole different level. So that's on March 2nd in Atlanta. And if you're anywhere, down in Texas, I guess the information is up there on under workshops under ddpyoga.com, but the old school wrestling hosts DDP Yoga on the 23rd of March. I'm actually going in there to do the workshop and do a wrestling gig that night, so it's 2-for-1 on that. And anybody who's listening from the Mad Monsters party that I had to blow off that weekend, I didn't blow it off. It was double booked by accident, and when that happened, I called the agent who booked me like 2 months ago and said, dude, I can't do it. You got to take it down. And he waited, I guess, until like last week, which pissed a lot of people off. But, you know, at that Monsters party, that horror show, I would be one of 100 names. At the other one, I'm the only name. So, you know, I can't leave those guys hanging. So wanted to just let people know about that. And as far as Twitter followers, Bill has been doing such an amazing job helping me get this whole thing together on a Twitter deal. We got over 37,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
For Facebook, we've got over 16,000 likes to DDP Yoga, one word, Facebook. And our team, DDP Yoga, members are well over 15,000 right now. And it's really amazing. One of the things I'm going to ask you guys, because this is a pretty big deal, and I didn't realize it because, you know, I haven't really been aware of the whole Shorty Awards thing until Billy brought it to my attention. And we are number one by a significant lead, but it's not just the voting that wins the contest. They also, how I answer the questions, what the social media has done for our company, which it's huge. Because of social media, period. I mean, we don't advertise anywhere right now as far as we're going to, but we're not doing that, you know, and haven't for the last year and a half. But if you can, the Shorty Awards, it's under shortyawards.com/DDPYoga. So, Stacey, do me a favor. Put that up there in the chat room. Shorty, S-H-O-R-T-Y, awards, A-W-A-R-D-S. That's one word. shortyawards.com/DDPYoga. If you wouldn't mind just clicking over there and putting a little comment, you know, why you think DDP Yoga should be the social media fitness winner. And it's a pretty big deal. I have a little award show and everything in New York, and it's going to be the same time that we are up there for Mania. And Jake and I are heading up there to be a part of WrestleCon. And we're going to be there for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I just got the call from the WWE. They want me to come over to the Access. I'm not sure what days it'll be, but they want me over there for a couple days there too, which will be a lot of fun. And then we're going to be going to Kevin Nash's party right after the Hall of Fame inductees, which I want to congratulate. Right now, I found Bruno Sammartino, which I was really blown away to hear that, because for years he's pretty much made a real adamant approach to not being in the WWE Hall of Fame, and there really isn't a Hall of Fame without him in it, because he was such a cornerstone of the WWWF. That's when I started watching, you know, 50-some years ago. But bottom line is, he's going to be inducted. I really want to congratulate Trish Stratus. I'm so happy for her. And she's one of the coolest, most, you know, laid-back, hip chicks I've ever been around. And a lot of people try to like pit us against each other, like whose yoga's better. It's like, it's irrelevant. She does an awesome job. I think we do a pretty good job over here, and you know, I couldn't be any prouder to be a part of the same thing that she's doing. What was really cool is a lot of the nominees have actually, not nominees, but some of my guys have put little videos up there. Why DDP Yoga? Not just a comment on the shortyawards.com site, but they've actually made videos. And we got Mr. Belding, who's made Jillian Hall made one. Gunner from TNA made one. Lodi made one. Buddy Landell, who I love. Buddy Landell's down about 30-something pounds. Anybody who's old school wrestler will know he was one of the greatest heels. Oh my God, I would stop what I was doing to walk in and watch Buddy do his thing, because it was so entertaining. Of course, Jake put one up. Zack Ryder put a really cool one up. But the guy that really knocked me over by putting one up was Tommy Dreamer.
Yes,
that I haven't seen it yet. I just heard he did it, and I was like, seriously, Tommy did it. Oh.
Wait till you see it. It's really, really good.
It's one of the best.
It's Sparky, you got to know how many years I tried to get Tommy to do this. Especially as, I mean, I don't think anybody as beat up as he is, besides Cactus, for doing the amazing things he's done in the ring and out of the ring, how much he's beat up his body. So, you know, it's such a huge compliment. You know, last week having Edge on, you know, Adam Copeland on. It was amazing, right? Wow. If you're listening to the show and you didn't hear that show, I would suggest when you got some time, it was about an hour and a half, that show, too, I would absolutely recommend that you go and listen to it because it was really awesome.
Just so you know, man, during that show we had 36 lines lit on the phones.
Well, he was a huge star and maybe the youngest Hall of Famer ever. You know, I would imagine he is, and he did an awesome job. And speaking of awesome, next week we're going to have a woman on this show as our guest, and a lot of people know her as Awesome Kong. And she made a real impact when she hit TNA, and then right when she got to go to WWE, that's where she got pregnant, and you know her run was cut a little short there, but she is on the mend back big time, and she, oh my God, she wrote me a letter about yoga that knocked me over. Like when I see something that long, I don't even read it, but in the first two lines, I'm going to read hers no matter what. I'll skim because it's just too long for the ADD dyslexia boy. You know, it's just too long. So if you're stop, please keep it short. ADD dyslexia, like for real. But I try to answer everything. But Kai is her real name, and she wrote such a beautiful letter. Wow. It was amazing, man. She's going to be on the show next week. But the guy we got on tonight, I just love him. He's an awesome, awesome guy. And not just a great entertainer, athlete, et cetera, but also actor and really making his way in this business. He used to be a part of the Chompon Players. Crime Boys. You know, Shad Gaspar, how are you doing tonight, bro?
Good, my friend. How are
awesome,
you?
Awesome, man. Good to have you on the show, bro. So what's been happening? What's been happening? I know you were doing the acting. I know you also are doing the epic novel. And you got a bunch of things you're doing in acting. Give us an update. Where the Shad Man been?
Honestly, I feel bad talking about myself because when I hear you talk about you, man, you're doing too much, man. You put me to shame. I'm like, come on, Paige, how old are you? You know, you're doing like 1,001 things. You got yoga, you got TV show, you got radio show, you got acting, you're saving people's lives. Come on, man, you're amazing. Seriously, dude.
Oh, bro, tell everybody about the first time that you came over to my house and when I had the place in L.A. and with that workout. Now, before he says anything, everybody, when it comes to working with a stud like this cat, I mean, 6'7", you were at 290-something then and just shredded. What are you weighing right now?
Right now I'm like 255, 250, but that's for acting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's lean and mean. That's lean and mean shape right there.
Yeah.
So I get up upstairs. I brought him up into our bedroom because our bedroom was really big. We had the fireplace going and stuff, and we roll out the mats. And tell people what that workout was like.
I'm not even going to lie to you. When you said come by the house to work out, I was like, oh, okay, we're going to do Bowflex machine. We're going to do something like that, real quick workout. You know, and you know me. I'm a powerlifter. I'm a fighter. So I'm already really strong. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then you pull out the yoga mat, and I was like, come on, man. I was like, come on, man. Seriously, I'm going to do yoga. I'm going to kill this right quick, all right? Literally 5 minutes into it, I'm like, Paige, are we done yet? And he's laughing at me. He's like, no, brother, we got some more time. I'm like, well, come on. I said, why we got to hold so long?
But you nailed it, though, and you just kept going, and we went a little over an hour, and that was an hour of prime time, man. We were hitting it hard, man. We were hitting, and your feedback to it coming out of it, and you know Jericho made a pretty big impression when he went around, but I know that you had a lot to do with talking to a lot of the boys, telling them about the program.
Yeah, you know it's funny. A lot of the boys joked to me, and they're like, and you know what? Because like I remember we were at the house, and you said, hey, when you tell the boys you did this, they're going to make fun of you. They're going to laugh at you. They're going to joke at you. He was like, but you know what it is. And I was like, yeah. And honestly, everything you said happened. You know, I came around the boys. They was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, I hung on Paige and I did his yoga. And it was literally in catering. Everybody just stopped eating. And it's like, you did yoga with Paige? Oh, he got you to do that crap. I was like, yeah, he got me to do that crap. And Jesus Christ, it's the hardest workout I've ever had. They're like, what? Oh, that's because you're weak. That's because you can't work out. That's because you can't train. And honestly, a lot of, like, from that point, a lot of the boys have done it. The one, like, the guys who talked the most trash and was the loudest outspoken ones are the ones who tried the YRG, and now they're just all quiet. And they're all fans, and they're all like, oh, you tried YRG? Oh, it's amazing. It's great. It's awesome.
That's what's been so great. I was just we were at Raw on Monday night, and I just wanted to slide by. I wanted to see Chris because, you know, you take off 6 months, you know, from the ring, and you know this as well as anybody. You try to come back in the ring, and it takes you a while. You're rusty. You're winded because you don't get the same wind, you know, doing any kind of cardio as you do in that ring. And if you come back off the road, you know, back on the road after 6 months or 3.5 months or something, 4 months or something like that, you're going to be pretty blown after about 10, 12 minutes, right, bro?
Yeah.
And he went 47 minutes, 53 seconds.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought about it? But, you know, the only workout he's doing is DDP yoga, man. And it was really awesome to see that. And at one time during the Rumble, we had like 14 guys in that ring, in and out of the ring, who do the program now. So, you know, you have to have people, and this is a little lesson, guys. You got to have people laugh at you sometimes and think, oh, that's so stupid or that's so corny, and then all of a sudden people start talking about it, and then more and more people do it, and then everybody's doing it.
you know what's actually funny? We were on a trip to South America, and me and Jericho online, and I'm really cool with Chris. You know, we've always talked. He's been a huge mentor to me. Honestly, I thank him for everything he's ever taught me and showed me in the ring. And we're in line in customs. We got to unpack your stuff and open your bag. And I remember I'm sitting there and I open my bag and then the guy's pulling it out and he pulls out the YRG, the DDP yoga. And Jericho looks down, looks at me, and I look at him. He goes, me too. And it was like that moment that we both had, like, yeah, we both do this. Yeah, what's up? You know, like, nobody else is doing it, so we're doing it. Like, that camaraderie, like, yeah, we do DDP yoga.
Funny. All right, so, bro, let's go back. Let's get off that shit for a bit and come back. Like, when you made your I didn't know this until I looked it up, but you were on the Tough Enough show, huh?
Yeah.
And what season? What number was that? Was that one, two? Which one was that?
I was actually on season two, and I made the show with Matt Morgan, and it was Matt Morgan, Linda Miles, Jackie Gata, John Morrison was there also, but he didn't make the show with us that year. He made it the following year, and so like I made the show, and then while we were in Vegas getting our blood test done, there was a big mix up in the hospital. Like, we're all like jumbled up because MTV was so disorganized at the time. And,
right.
You know,
disorganized.
Yeah, seriously. And so, like, you know, they drew my blood, but the name on the vial wasn't my vial. So the guys whose blood they did draw happened to have hepatitis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But my name was on his vial, and it was his blood in the vial. And so they called me, like, a week later and was like, hey, we think you have hepatitis. You can't come to the show. And so I went to, like, I literally went to my doctor immediately, got tested. My doctor was like, you know, you don't have nothing. She said, I'll have them send me their files and see what's going on. And she was like, okay, first off, it's two different blood types, so you're clean, you know? And then what happened was that from that point, I kind of, like, simmered down on my wrestling dream, but Pez Watley. I met Pez Watley through 4x4 and Big Swole from No Limit Soldiers because they used to bodyguard.
Yeah, I remember Swole.
Yeah, see? And so they introduced Pez Watley, and Pez started training me with Sergeant Dwayne Bruce. And so Sarge literally, you know, started training me, and, you know, WWE got a little bit interested in me. Because, Dr. Thomas said, you know, we want to see you. I was like, well, let me learn to wrestle real quick. And Dr. Thomas was like, he's like, we have a tryout in 6 months. Can you? I was like, yeah, I'll learn. I was like, oh, yeah, I can learn to wrestle in 6 months. And Dr. Thomas started laughing. And I didn't get it at the time. Now I do. But I literally, like, stuck with Sarge for 6 months. Just, he beat my ass, and I got in good ring shape. And he told me the basics, like the bare minimum basics of what to know. And so when I went down, I impressed them so much. They were like, and how long have you been wrestling? I was like, 6 months. And they were like, okay, well, you're a natural athlete, so that's one thing. But you got to learn all the other parts, you know, the machine. Right. So.
And is that where you end up in Ohio Valley? Is that where you ended up up there?
Yeah, Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky. And it was literally like they had us live in Louisville because they wanted us to want to leave Louisville. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a nice place, don't get me wrong, but it's just like the place we trained in was by the Ohio Valley River, and it was like 120 in the summer, and it was like minus zero in the winter. And like when you took bumps in the ring during the wintertime, it wouldn't even move. In the summertime, the ring was like a pool because it was so sweaty, you know? And
right.
we were trained there like, you know, seven to 6 hours a day. And now guys are in Tampa and they have air conditioning and they complain. And we're like, shut up. You have no idea what we had to go through, you know? And that's the thing. It's like OVW produced guys like Brock, you know what I'm saying, Shelton, Charlie Hawk, what's it called?
Orton.
Randy, you know what I'm saying? Batista, a lot of great athletes came out of OVW.
I actually went down there, and Batista and I just met him. He was just getting ready to come out probably in about another six, maybe 3 or 4 months, and went down and did a tag team with him. And we got along awesome, and when he came in, you know, to WWE, you know, I talked to him all the time, share little things with him to work on and stuff, and we didn't become tight friends, but we were, you know, close enough that we would talk and stuff, and I'll never forget when he blew up and he became huge.
Yeah.
Back in like 2008 or something like that, I was doing an independent shot against Canyon, and I was in Baltimore, and we didn't get a chance to talk because I had to go out and do my thing and then come back. I was doing a signing, and he motioned some people to come and get me and just stick my head through the curtain. And he said, "Hey, man," he goes, "I just want to let you know it really meant a lot to me that you took the time and would talk to me when nobody else did and you didn't have to." You know, and you never know who is going to, like, step up, because you always treat people the way you want to be treated, you know. And that was a perfect example of a guy who was on top of the world going out of his way to thank me for being nice to him, you know, which was pretty cool.
I mean, honestly, like, Paige, like, you're well known for this, and, you know, I mean, it's no secret, but you don't do things for people to get anything out of it. Like, you didn't have to, like, I remember when I saw you at Staples, and we were talking, and you were like, "Oh, you got to try the yoga thing," and this, and I was like, you know, and like, normally in wrestling, the first thought in your head is, "What do you want from me?" You know what I'm saying? that's just, you know, because the business has become something more cutthroat lately, you know what I mean? But, you know, honestly, you never want anything from anybody. You're always just willing to help and always just willing to, you know, give whatever you can, and you don't want nothing in return. You just want everybody to pay it forward. And that's why I've always said, yo, whenever you need something, whenever you want something, I got it for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're my permanent Christmas list. I don't care. So.
Thanks, bro. It's all about just, you know, paying it forward, because it does come back on tenfold. And right now with DDP Yoga blowing through the roof, it's you know, it's all circled back around. So you stepped out of your career literally in your prime. When you left the WWE, how old were you?
The company, I was 29.
I mean, that's the prime of your career. You're in great, amazing shape. You were in a great spot. You could have gone anywhere, especially getting ready to go singles. You could have done whatever you want to do in the business. You could talk. You had charisma. What made you, like, make the move out?
You know what, honestly, man, my son was born. And it was one of those things, honestly, because, like, you know, like Vince honestly liked me. Like, I love Vince. He's an awesome guy. He loves me. He's never, ever said anything nasty about me. Always was pushing towards me to go do better. And I've always liked that. And same thing with Johnny Ace. Me and Johnny Ace have a great relationship, you know. But it just came a point where, you know, I kept on feeling like a coal miner. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
right.
you know, coal miners, they go in, they dig deep, and then they come home, they always have dirt on them, you know? And I started going in, you know, to work, and every time I would come home, I have more and more dirt on me, and I was bringing my dirt home rather than leaving it on the road. And, you know, my wife, my son, I was like, you know what, I'm just tired of bringing dirt home. I don't want, you know, so when Johnny gave me the call, it was like, hey, what do you want to do? I was like, I want to relax. I want to chill. I want to, you know, I want to do me and try to be, you know, be easy for just for a little while, you know? And, you know, since that, like, he understood, and since that time, I've never talked bad about the company. I probably never will, you know? I always have my opinion about certain things, you know, just like any other wrestler. But, you know, hey, it is what it is.
So now I know you were working on your graphic novel. Any update on that?
Yeah, we actually just signed with Joel Eisenberg from Emo Film. I'm sorry, Eisenberg Fisher, to make the film version of it. And yeah, and the comic version is coming along very nicely. We just signed with another publisher, but we can't talk about it just yet because I want to make sure everything is dry. We have everything agreed. Yeah. Before I say, oh, we signed with these guys. And they were like, oh, that's great. No, but everything's going good with that, man. Right now, the main thing I'm just doing is auditioning and working hard in L.A., you know?
Yeah, well, and you're in and out, right? You spend some time there, and you just go back home, and then you come back again, right?
Yeah. I was literally out there for 2 weeks this last trip, you know? And, you know, it's harder and harder because you know how L.A. is. It runs you through, you know? And literally, I get, you know, I'm always, like, right there, and I'm like, they're like, oh, they love you. Casting loves you. The director loves you. The producer thinks sure says you're a wrestler, so he doesn't really feel that. Okay. So.
What I never understood, first of all, the top drawing star in the movies, in action, is a wrestler. His name is The Rock. Guy's making stupid friggin' money. He got stupid charisma. How does the wrestlers always get dogged down when rappers, no matter what, they're cool. They can act better than we can act.
You know why? Because it's like being back in the 1930s and 40s where they're like, oh no, that Jackie Robinson can play. Yeah, but he's the only one that can play. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those mentalities that people just have to have. They justify, you know, their prejudice by saying, oh well, you know, he's only one wrestler can really act. Last time I saw Roddy Piper, did awesome in They Live. You know?
Yeah.
And that still is a cult classic whenever anybody watches it, so.
Absolutely.
But, you know?
Well, you just got to keep beating your head against the wall there, and you got to create your own things like what you're doing right now. And that's how you do. You create your own work. I remember Billy Bob Thornton, you know, years ago when he did Sling Blade. I mean, he couldn't get work. You know, he get a little bit part here, a little bit part there. But when he did Sling Blade, man, they were like, wow, who's that guy?
Yeah.
He did what Sly did. He wrote his own thing. He produced his own thing, and it got over. You know, I look at someone like Sylvester Stallone and the run he's had, which is insane, just amazing. But it all goes back to that Rocky movie where he made that. You know, he wrote that script, and they wanted to buy it off him. They didn't want him to act because they didn't want some palooka, you know, what they thought who couldn't act to run that spot when that was his life. So. You know, pretty amazing how you make your own shit happen, and that's really what it's all about. I want to go to Stacy right here. Stacy, anybody wants to ask any questions of me or Shad or Stacy or Sparky or whatever, you know, please send your questions over to Stacy. And I know we got a couple callers here, so why don't we start bringing that in, man? Robert, who do we have on the line, bro?
The first one up is Becca.
Hey, Becca.
Oh, Becca.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, buddy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. I won't be... I'm calling because this is kind of my 150 day, and also I have been MIA on Team DDP because of life changes. So I just wanted to give everybody a progress update and let them know how I was doing.
Oh, so where are you at, kid?
I am actually living with Stephanie Pace from Team DDP now. She said hello. And she is taking care of me because when I came up here, I ended up getting a corneal ulcer on my right eye, and I couldn't see for a while.
Oh,
so I'm just now getting that off. We're getting better now. And, I mean, when it rains, it pours, and I've just been, like, living life at 90%, basically, because, I mean, I'm going through a separation. I had to move to another state. Lost my job, got a corneal ulcer. It's just like crazy
stuff.
Get
out from that cloud, girl.
Huh?
Get out from underneath that cloud.
Hey, I'm not depressed about it. That's one thing I wanted to call about. Just I wanted to let you guys know that I've been really positive about all the changes. And, you know, it really helps that a year ago when I was 300 pounds, I would have been, like, devastated and probably been in suicide care and just a bunch of stuff. And, like, now I'm completely fine and chalk it up to, well, it's happening for a reason, so I might as well grin and bear it.
So 100 pounds ago, you didn't have me.
I also didn't have Steffi then, too. She's been a big help. She's like my guardian angel. So I've been doing really well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, baby, you know how many times you fall down, how many times you keep getting up and keep moving forward.
Yep, that's what I'm doing, and I just wanted to make sure that other people kind of knew that if they ever needed help for anything, that they have people there for them on Team BDP. And seriously, like, if you ever need someone to talk to, there's somebody there that will talk to you.
That's what that site's all about, keeping people in a positive state of mind. You know, it's funny because Jake said, we got to come up with something else that means DDP besides Diamond Dallas Page. I said, dude, I'm all for that. And he said, God, I can't remember what it was now. But it was something like driven, desire, and a positive attitude. It was something along those lines. But anybody who wants those initials and make them an acronym, let's Stacey, let's start a thing up on Team BDP Yoga. There's a blog up there and see what people's ideas are for that. I'd love to see what people for the acronym DDP.
One of the D's I would like to suggest is determination.
That's the one, Jake. That's the it was determination and whatever. I like that. So throw it out there, guys. I want to get a couple of them. Anything
don't
you
do
have?
Pilates.
What?
Don't do Pilates.
God.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Love
you.
Bye.
Thanks, babe. All right, next caller on the line, Derek. How you doing?
Well, you know, actually, you know, as you called him up, Derek dropped.
Ah, okay, Derek. See ya. Okay, let's get Ruthie on the line. Ruthie.
Hey, how you doing, Dallas? Thanks for taking the call again today.
Wanted to
check in with you because I know that you've been giving me a lot of support online and, you know, with all my MS issues or VMS issues, I should say, because I don't like to say it's mine. It's not mine. But I've been, you know, having good days, bad days, but I keep having more good days, and a lot of it I have to attribute to having been a part of this. This is week 6 for me now, and I've been feeling like my balance is improving, where there are days that I'm walking without the cane outside, because I do inside the house, but outside. And then there are days that I'm walking with the cane, and I take it just in case, and then I find the stupid cane is in the way. And it's kind of funny. But I had a really great situation that we have a 300-yard driveway, and we had a tree fall on it with that big windstorm that we had. And
yeah,
my husband went up there to cut it, and I didn't want to leave him do it by himself. So I took my walker because I was a little bit unconfident because it's very steep. But I was able to walk it. I haven't been able to walk that driveway in 2 years. And
oh, wow.
It was amazing because I felt like I almost didn't need the cart. I took it with me just in case. And when I had to climb over the tree, because he cut it with the chainsaw and then he got, you know, he had to move the tree. But I got rid of all the rest of the debris on the driveway. So I walked that up and down, 300 yards up and down several times. And I don't think I would have been able to do it. And my husband's like, look at you. And I'm like, DDP strong, you know. So, the funniest thing was when he went to push it and he used his legs to push the tree trunks, you know, after he cut them, he had to push them. And he was going, Hulk it out, Hulk it out. So just wanted to let you know that it really goes a long way. And just want to say thanks again for all your support. It's meant the world to me. One other thing I wanted to mention to you, there was someone talking on another television show about reconnective healing, and he was trying to talk about energy healing, et cetera, et cetera. And what he was doing was showing people to use, the example he gave was use two hands and see if you have like a rubber band between your hands to push it together. And I'm like, he's doing dynamic resistance. What is he talking about, reconnective healing? So I just thought, you know, if there's any way that don't let anybody steal your thunder, so because you did that first. So anyway.
Yeah, but then, you know, what's funny is, you know, it's like, From the diamond cutter sign to, God, there's so many different things that people have, you know, done a little bit different to the move to whatever. Yeah, I take it as, you know, imitation is the truest form of flattery. And what we're doing, because of all the amazing people, just the Team DDP Yoga site alone, you know, there's nothing like that anywhere. No, they don't have that P90X. They have their own gimmick, but it's not like this. It's not like literally changing lives like this. And I think that, you know, because I've been doing this for so long, 13 years with Dynamic Resistance, you know, I think that, you know, at some point, you know, there's always that person who does it first and then people try to copy. And that's cool, you know, as far as I'm concerned for it. But everyone will see in the end, you know, it's like as long as it gets over with the people and it works for them, I'm cool with it.
Well, I'm just glad you're getting recognition because you deserve it and you've helped so many and you definitely have helped me. And I mean, I've never thought, when I first started, I didn't think I was going to be able to do any of the floor stuff. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. How am I going to do it? I'm like, you know what? You're going to do this? Do it. Well, then rewound it and start it. And now I'm doing like the standing split, which is like crazy that I can actually do that. And, you know, I mean, well, it was funny because I went to reach for something behind like a cabinet the other day and to get to it, I reached too far, so I ended up doing a standing split, and I'm like, oh, how cool is this? Any other day, I would have just fell behind the damn cabin. So it was, like, functional, you know. It was really functional. It was like, this has changed my life, and I'm hoping that slow but steady, I'll be able to walk better. And, I mean, I don't know if my neurons will connect because I don't know how MS will work, but I'm guessing if I'm still walking, I can reroute those connections, and I'll do it, you know. So – anyway, I just wanted to let you know it was going good. So thanks again for everything.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks for calling it, Ruth. I appreciate that.
Right. You
know, and anybody who's listening, if you're not doing something, if you don't use it, you lose it. You know, and it's amazing what the human body can do. I mean, Chad, I mean, some of the road trips that you've been on and the abuse your body's taken, you know, like, it's got to, like, when you look back at it, like, blow your mind, some of the things you've been able to do and work over, huh?
Yeah, honestly, I was just talking about that to a friend of mine, because I remember when that volcano erupted in Europe, we were over there, and we had to drive from Switzerland to, what's it called, all the way to Spain, and two small airport shuttle buses, like, you know, like Jericho's, Big Show, you know, Jack Swagger, all of us are stuffed in these little buses, and that was like a 21-hour trip, you know, and it's kind of amazing how we did it, because we have no idea, you know?
Yeah, when you got big bodies like that in little buses, that doesn't mix. Now all the guys, all the top guys got those big touring buses. My God, cost a lot of money, but still, with so much less wear and tear on your body. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Is that DJ? Is that my man DJ?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, give Shad your opening when you started DDP Yoga. Where were you at?
I was at 519 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
And where are you today, kid?
Well, 8 months in, just passed my eighth month mark on the third, and I'm down to 394.
Bam!
Yeah. Good for you.
Broke
the 400 in about 11 years.
That's awesome,
You want to hear something really crazy? I go to Paramount Studios a lot, and I have a pass to go on a lot. You know, I know most of the producers there. I know most of, like, a lot of directors come in. They all sit down in a cafeteria. We all eat and talk to each other, right? And I remember I came by 2 months ago to Paramount, and one of the producers was like, oh, man, you got to see this. You got to see this. Amazing. Inspirational. Had me crying this morning. My wife showed me this. And it's the video of the guy that was a parachute dropper doing YRG.
Yeah, Arthur.
Yeah. And I remember, and I'm looking at him, I'm like, I know the guy that helped this guy's life. And they're like, oh, you know Devin Al Sage? I was like, yes, I know the guy. And, dude, it's amazing to me how many people, you know, lives have changed because of your program, man. It's so, I mean, dude, that must be the most rewarding feeling in the world. Seriously.
It was, especially over the years. It's what kept me going over the years that, you know, I kept just throwing more and more and more and more money to it because I knew that eventually it would click and I'd get an email from somebody that would say,
you know, thank you so much for, you know, changing my life, blah, blah, blah. And I don't even know the person. And I go, okay, this is going to work. It's going to keep going. And someone like DJ and our buddy Slim, they prove that you don't have to go, do the stomach bypass and do that. You know, some people want to do that. That's cool. Once you do that, let's come back and still get some kind of stability workout. And DJ, how you doing in that foot over the head deal? How you nailing that?
Oh, it's getting there, man. Yeah, it's definitely getting there. Some days are harder than others, but I usually get it done pretty well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm proud of you, bro. You got any questions tonight or anything?
No, man, I just wanted to give you a quick update and say, thanks for making this awesome kind of lifestyle. It definitely helps.
I'm proud of you, kid. Keep up the good work, man.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it.
You should try to get down to the thing we're doing in March, too. If you can't do that one, I'm going to do another one in April. But try to get down to one of them. You ain't that far to go. You're up there in Nashville area, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. We'll talk this week about that, right?
All right, no problem, man.
All right, buddy. You know, a lot of the people, Shad, you know, I think it would freak, like, especially wrestling fans out if they knew how close they could get to me just by helping themselves. And it's so funny. At the end of my career in the WWE, we were having fun with that. Let me help you, help me help you. And I was helping some people, not really, but now that's really become, funny. And becomes such, it's funny how art imitates life and vice versa,
No, honestly, man, it blows my mind when I think about it, seriously, because it's like I've met a lot of people who, have watched, like, the YRG stuff, and they literally have taken to it, and they've jumped on the bandwagon, and like, oh, I always knew it was going to be good. I'm like, no, you didn't. You were laughing at me.
No, it's easy to hop on a moving train, but that's cool. Just hop on. It's a good ride. Okay, well, let's bring our next call on. Rob, how you doing tonight, man?
Good. What's going on, fellas?
You tell us, man. What part of the country are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Detroit, baby.
I'm going to be up there in Detroit.
Are you? When are you coming up, DDP?
I'm going to be at Funk Fitness on the 23rd, man.
Where is that going to be at?
Funk Fitness, and it's about 45 minutes outside Detroit. I'm not really sure what direction, because I just know the Funks picked me up. I'm a passenger, so wherever they take me. But it's an awesome dojo that they have up there outside Detroit. You can look it up right up there on the the workshops of DDP Yoga or Team DDP Yoga. It's all up there. And I'm actually doing two of them up there on the 23rd. I'll be in for one, the night before, do those two workshops, and then head back out. But you should come up and see us, man. We had a great time there last time. I mean, while I was there, I guess it was about 4 months ago, they had booked me to come back 4 months later. So, it had to be a good turnout, and the people really dug it.
Yeah, definitely, man. I got to tell you, DDP, I got your DVDs for the yoga. I got them, and I'm embarrassed to say this because I haven't had a chance to really start them. I've had a lot of things going on personally, but I'm getting ready to start them. And I've been hearing all the stories about everybody getting their butt kicked in the beginning, but, it takes a little time to transition into the program. So I'm looking forward to getting into it, man. I was, an athlete prior to, but, I'm definitely out of shape and definitely got to get back into, better physical condition.
Well, I always tell people, check your ego at the door. If there's always someone modifying it. So there's always someone doing the most simple. It's where anywhere that where Arthur could do it when he was disabled. That's really the bottom line. And, if you start there and then you move your way to being the most challenging, then it's the ride in between that. And that's
right.
Why I always tell people, like today I had a reporter come over and he's doing a story on me and Jake. And that's really, I'll tell you, that whole Shad, did you see that picture of Jake? That like before and after, if that's out there on the internet.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I got to watch the one episode we talked about last time, a few months, like a month or two ago.
Right.
Yeah, and honestly, man, I told you, I literally was in a North Carolina airport, and I saw Jake, and I honestly thought he was a hobo in the airport. And then, somebody was like, "Oh, that's Jake the Snake." I was like, "What? No, where? Oh, shit!" And I was like, "Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?" Because I met him at Booker T's, And we just started talking. And like, from what I saw him the last time to what he looks like now, is night and day. He looks a lot better. And I'm very happy for him, man. I'm glad he found somebody like you to help him out, because I don't know if anybody else could, seriously.
You know, and that's the whole thing. We've actually been talking to Scott Hall, and I thought about a month ago. I thought he was going to come in, and he has to go to get cleaned out because he drank for so long and at such a level, between that and the pills, and it's no secret. I'm not saying anything that everybody doesn't know, because I wouldn't do that, but it's pretty much everybody sort of knows the deal. And we thought he had him coming in, and then he flaked out, and we lost him and didn't hear from him for weeks. And then I just call back. I do it like every other day. Scotty, D, call me back. Don't call me in the afternoon or night. Call me when you wake up. Because I know he's going to be sober then, And I didn't hear from him for about 10 days. And I found out he's in the hospital and had to get his body totally, defunct of all the booze and pills and stuff. And he's been out for about 3 days, and he sounds great. And we're talking with the WWE about getting him programmed into the system to get to a rehab place, because I'm not a rehab place, But I want him to come here, and he's excited about coming here, because someone came in to see him in a hospital and brought that before, and it's not after, it's the before and during. Jake's down about 60 pounds, and they're like, wow, look what's happening over here. This could be you, bro. Because he's a stud, and he lost that most. But I guarantee you he gets it back. If he comes here and he puts the work in and stays clean, because that's part of it. You can't be here and be whacked out. You can't even catch a buzz here if you got a problem with addiction of alcohol. And I don't even drink in my own house. And I can drink. I don't. Because I don't want to bring it to the boys like that, So just try to, lead by example. Robbie, you got a question tonight? You calling in to check in? What's happening?
I was just calling to check in, but I got a question I want to run by Shad real quick. Hey, Shad. Hey, I know you might know some guys out here in Detroit that used to do a gimmick similar to Crime Time. Prior to Crime Time actually coming out here, they did a little bit for WWE, some dark matches called the Cold Brothers. Are you familiar with
them? Brian Cole? Yeah, I know Brian's a good friend.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just wondering, on the independent scene, have you done any work with them guys at all as far as matches?
I haven't done. You know what? Actually, Brian – okay, what happened with Brian and them was when I had my trial for WWE, I literally came to my trial – and I came to my trial in a suit. And I had my gear in a bag. And because I took my tryout as a job interview. And so when I came in like that, I was the only guy to come in like that. And Brian and his brother, they noticed me right away. And they were like, hey, we're wrestlers. And I was like, I don't care. I'm a businessman. And he was, and like from that instant, we became friends. And he was like, you're awesome. And so Brian actually helped guide me a lot on what I should and shouldn't do. How to respect guys. I didn't understand the handshake part of wrestling. And, like, a lot of guys come in and did the three-finger handshake, where it's like, oh, this is how I work. And, I would just grab their hand and squeeze them, like, hey, how you doing? Chad, nice to meet you. And they're like, oh, my God. So, Brian actually helped guide me a lot. Brian actually gave me advice for the latest film that I've been going out for, And if yeah, if it wasn't for him, I would never have thought about, me being this character or even trying to go out for it. But, to this day, we're still good friends.
He's a big guy, man. I just thought, in my opinion, man, I know obviously WWE's got their own thing, but to me it would have been cool, because I know out here they did a group called the West Side Connection. It was, kind of a hip-hop stylish group, and it was about four guys out here, him and his brother and two other guys. I could have just seen something real sweet with you and JTG and them and him and Chuck kind of doing something in WWE.
The thing is too, and this is the one thing Paige understands this, and I had to learn to understand this, is that there's two sides of wrestling. There's the passion and there's the business. And to be successful in professional wrestling, you have to pretty much respect both ends, but you have to learn how to, navigate between them. Because it's a time to be passionate about what you do. And then there's a time to get paid and know business of what you do, And I think sometimes, they got kind of lost in that shuffle of the passion and business, because they always had the passion. but I just think they didn't really get the business part as much as they should have. You know what I'm saying? Because you really don't get an understanding of WWE unless you're in it. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Hold
it
up. All right. Well, thanks, Robbie.
It.
Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too, bud. Some people call it politics, but politics is in every single business that you go into.
Yeah.
if you're garbage man. You know, if you work at Walmart. I mean, I just went and bought a, I'm a big gun guy, and I don't really know all the names of all the guns or whatever, but I believe Americans should be able to carry their own damn gun if they want to.
Yeah.
You know, and say what?
I agree.
Hello? Oh,
no,
yeah,
I agree.
Okay, they don't have to agree with that. To me, and some bitch tried to break in my house about a week and a half ago. And I got, like, monster alarms. It's like, wah, 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 wah. I mean, like, it's scary to hear. And we've also, as you know, because we're doing this thing, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, the movie, actually the movie's now called It's Never Too Late, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and we're hoping we're going to add on Ann Scott Hall. That's what we're really hoping for, that really comes on, and he really, you know, embraces this the way Jake has. But I got cameras everywhere. Because once we turn the main cameras off, we don't want to miss the magic. And you know this, Shad. You might be doing 100 takes on something, but as soon as they turn the magic, you know, the cameras off, somebody says something, you react to it, it's the biggest pop.
Yeah.
You know? As soon as you turn the cameras off. So I got them everywhere. And when whoever that slime dog was trying to break into my house, when the door opened up, wah, 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 the camera was right on him, and then poof, he was gone. But then you hear me going, who the fuck is it? Because I thought walked in the house. What I thought one of my boys did and didn't turn the thing off. Who? But you don't answer me back. I'm gonna assume I don't know you. And I'm grabbing my 357, and I'm coming down, and I'm gonna shoot first and ask questions later. And you can hear me say this. I'm coming downstairs and. I'm looking around. I figure, well, the alarm must have went off by accident. Then I walk around and I see one of my doors is open. And because it was around the time that I had all the people at the house. I mean, the two guys who came in to the Ultimate Workshop where they actually took the rooms for the night. Cause this is like a bed and breakfast place here. And the two guys who did it, they never even got up. They were so wore out from the workout and hanging out all day. They just stayed in bed. And I'm walking around. There was so many people in and out of my house. I got six doors out of my house, and one of them they left open. And that, I guess, the guy grabbed it, turned the thing, and whoever it was, he was gone anyway. But I thought, man, someone actually tried to break in my house. Okay.
Whoever tried to break into your house had no idea who lived there.
Yeah
really.
Especially now that I got a sawed-off shotgun and I just picked up a 2022 SIG, so it's like I'm Rambo now, man. So, but we got one more caller here, Shad. I'll let you go, brother. I really appreciate you coming on. Lenny, are you still there?
Yeah.
Lenny.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Virginia, you got a question, comment, statement?
Yes. Do you know AJ Lee?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Personally, yeah, I knew AJ Lee when I was in development, when I was down in Florida for a while.
Do you think she's a virgin?
Shut that
up. I think she's a grown woman who's had multiple boyfriends, you know. So I couldn't answer that. I can't answer that as I know.
But you don't need to answer that one. We get retards up like that.
Let's do it. Oh my God!
Hey,
yeah.
It's 2013, you know.
Stacey, you got anything? Over there?
I've got four questions, but one is specifically for Shad, and it's from Don Schmelhaus, one of our most loyal listeners. He wants to know if you had a next step plan in place before you left WWE.
Yeah, actually I did. And I started it honestly, this is, you know what, this is thanks to Paige again. a-hole. No, seriously, I went to, I was invited to go to a thing about Paige at Howard Fine School of Acting, where Paige was doing a motivational speaking thing.
Yeah,
and I went there, and I was in L.A. for the week, and I was considering, you know, trying to be an actor. And, you know, a lot of people would give me the negative parts, and a lot of girls I was dating were being real negative about it. And I had just been with my wife right now. Me and her just started dating around that time and went to the motivational thing for Paige. And right after, you know, I got a lot of positive feedback from, you know, a lot of people like Howard Fine, like Paige, Jordan Yale Levine, you know, about that I can actually do this and have a good opportunity as an actor. You know, so then from that point on, I just started building up, you know, as much information about acting, taking classes, learning about Uta Hagen, you know, saying all the different methods. And that was my, you know, escape plan, you know. Well, that was one of them that I started just building up, you know, to when it's time for me to leave, I want to pursue this acting career. Actually, that same year, I got offered a role in Conan the Barbarian. And the only reason that fell through is because WWE procrastinated too long on it, so.
Yeah, and that's wow. The whole thing. When you're trying to get roles, you don't know half the things that you get, you know, because they see you on tube and they say, well, that guy's got charisma, and, well, you know, he looks good out there, so we should be able to use him. And then you call and you don't even know what kind of calls you get. So that's the negative side of that. And they pick and choose who they want to do things, and that's just the way it is. But anybody who was out there who's bought the program, and there's quite a few people, obviously, who have don't even know this, but I've been giving that live life at 90% part of the you know, inspirational part of what I send you, and tell you to go watch it. And that's the same talk that Shad was at, and it's geared towards actors, but you know, it's really for everyone, you know, because it's all the concept of life's 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. What do you got else you got there, Stace?
Chris Schaefer, he's got some L4 and L5 issues and gets flare-ups sometimes, and stretching helps but doesn't really fix it. And he wondered what you do, you and or Shad, you know, when you get some back flare-ups.
Well, I'm guessing he's not doing the program. Because
no, he's been doing it since June.
And well, why is he getting the flare-ups? Did he say that?
No, he didn't say what.
Okay,
what
caused. Well, I'll just put it like this: anytime that you're doing any kind of a workout and you're feeling any kind of tension or burning or just uncomfortable pain, the first thing I do is ice my body. And I did it. I'm the first guy to ever ice his body in professional wrestling ever. Again, people used to laugh at me. and step down if the back's bothering, step back down to fat burner or the energy workout. And when you're done, get one of those screw on ice bags, the blue bags or white bags, whatever color they are, that screw on the lid, fill it up with ice, and I always stick it right between my sweats and my body, so it's right on there. I help to take it down. Again, some anti-inflammatories help too. But more than anything, you know, everybody hears me talk about the wheat and dairy. You want to eliminate a huge part of the inflammation in your body, get off that and get on real food. Because your body, that's the first thing, the gluten, especially in the wheat, attacks your joints. I felt so much different in my knees, my hips, and my back. And was already feeling, all of them were feeling good, but nowhere near as good as they were about to feel. But, bro, that's what I would suggest. And I don't know how many days a week you're doing it, but I would, especially if you're having L4 and L5 problems, I would get up to 4 or 5 days a week. And I don't know if you're doing any other kind of workout with it, but if you're having problems with your back, I wouldn't mix it up.
He just let me know he was snow shoveling, and that can be just brutal. So I think that's big. Don't shovel snow.
Or don't do it so viciously and use your legs more. Snow shoveling, that's probably one of the worst things you can do as far as, you know, average everyday people, you know, especially who live up north, you got to shovel your walk. It's as simple as that. And don't go as deep. And, you know, it's like anything, strengthening your back. Again, how many days a week you're doing the program, bro? And I always encourage people to do 3 days a week when they first start, because sometimes 3 days a week is really challenging for them.
So I don't want to make it like it's a job. But, you know, when people say, well, can I do it more? You can do this workout 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. Really, you can.
Yeah.
If you break it up, you don't want to do it that much. But I'm just saying you can, and I only know because I did it. And that's how I got back in the ring and eliminated a lot of the pain. But I ice my body all the time. Especially still today, you know, I don't do it anywhere near as much, but I still do it. And there's about 7 ice bags in my house between me and Jake and Louie. So there's ice on somebody at some time. You got a couple more interstates?
Yeah, Jake wants to know what people can expect with the beginner classes at Funk Fitness.
Well, it'll be like a beginner intermediate. That anyone can do the workout, and just I really make it still as some more challenging moves as well. But for the beginners, I tell them don't do that. Like, don't take it to this level. I want you to stay here. I spend way more time on the beginner intermediate class explaining the moves when we're actually in the workout part. Because during one of my workshops, I really break down breathing at a whole different level. I break down dynamic resistance at a whole different level. And then with the diamond dozen, getting those moves, you know, in getting yourself in the positions and then making it easy or more challenging so that you control your own workout. So between the workout and everything, it's about two and a half hours. But the workout's not that long. You know, it's they're starting and stopping and starting and stopping, and then we go all the way through. So really, I make it, as long as you don't need a chair. Like Arthur walking in there with his knee braces and his back braces, he couldn't do that. That's beginner begets before beginner. That's what I used to call it, before beginner. But pretty much if you can get up and get down, you can do this part of the workout. What about our last one, babe?
Last one is from Ruthie, who wants to know if you're getting Nathan Fillion into DDP yoga.
Nathan Fillion. What do I know that name from? The name's not popping out of me. I know that for some reason. I wish she would ask that question, because then she would have said, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know who that is.
It never happens like that.
That's just all part of it. All right, guys, I just want to, before we close out here, I'm going to ask you guys again out there, if you haven't voted for the Shorty Awards, please go. And I don't ever really say this kind of stuff, especially for myself, but it's for DDP yoga and what we are, you know, everybody's working so hard to be an amazing transformation for themselves. And it all circles back around. And this whole award thing and, you know, the social fitness is a really big deal there. Like I said, as far as votes, we're all there. But if each and every one of you could just go by there, if, you know, you have the Twitter account and just put a little blurb about what you think, you know, 5 words or whatever you feel like, I'd really appreciate it. It's shortyawards.com/DDP yoga. If you want to make a video, go for it. And that information is also on DDP yoga, or at DDP yoga, I should say. And I want to thank everybody for coming on, Sparky and Stacy, and of course Robert, and especially my good buddy Shad. What part of the country are you in right now, bro?
I'm in Texas right now, and hopefully I'll be flying to L.A. by the end of this week or next week.
If you're coming through the ATL, bro, you make sure you call me, because I got a space here for you somewhere, bro. So let me know. Love to have you come by, get a workout with us, hang out, eat, hang out, and you can crash over as well if you're popping in and out. So love to have you come by and spend some time at DDP's Accountability Crib. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. I want to remind you, next week we're going to have Kai, the awesome Kong. She's amazing, and she is she's a real sweetheart, Kai Stevens, and she will be on next week. Again, thank you so much for listening. Shad, thanks for coming on. You guys have been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya! Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.